This is the thing that caused the ire of the Pharisees. How he could receive an adulterous woman and have anything to do with her. They were always questioning his authority. That's why he told that man to stand up and walk. He said that thou mayest know that the Son of Man hath power on this earth to forgive sins. I said to thee, stand up and walk. It wasn't just about making a man stand up and walk so that people look at it and say, whoa, wow. He was demonstrating his power summarily to forgive sins. Why? Because he was about to pay that lame man's debt on the cross. It wasn't just a decree. Every one that he delivered was one for whom he would pay the debt. And you stop and think about it. If they were still alive when he died, they saw their crucified Lord who brought to understand just how great a debt he paid. But this is the point of rebellion. And I will tell you, I don't care what facade people have in their profession. When they find fault with God and how it is that he saves sinners and who it is that he declares righteous and at peace with him, then their problem is with God. That's a rebellious heart. If the Lord looks upon us with any kind of favor, knowing ourselves to be sinners, well, it's his work. Don't take my word for it. Don't ask your neighbor. Look to him. That's why it says, abide in me and I in you. That abiding is a dwelling. And it's not something you do. Fruit isn't jumping in and out. The fruit abides. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. And again, who's the branch? Well, the branch here is those that are in him. It doesn't bear fruit of itself. That's our testimony for the Lord's. I am what I am by the grace of God. So as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. In other words, we acknowledge that all we have and are is in him. I'm the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Here it is, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, so here now is a difference. We're talking about those branches that do abide because it's Christ keeping them. But we know there are many who profess to be in Christ and yet do not abide in him or his doctrine. And they find ways to diminish the glory of Christ and who he is and his person. They don't abide in him. They believe in a mixture of grace and works. We run into these people all the time that profess to be in Christ and yet don't abide in him. It says he's cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire and they're burned. So the difference between being in Christ by his grace and being just a professor that ultimately the Lord himself separates out. And I believe that's why the Spirit of God directed the Apostle Paul to pen those precious words in 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8. Sin is not to be taken lightly. And that's why, particularly among the Lord's people, in love we address it. It doesn't mean to get the discipline committee together and make this some sort of official discipline for 6 months and let's see what happens. No, in love, exhorting one another as the Lord directs us. We care for one another just like we care for one another in our families. Or you care for your children. When you see them going a certain direction, you say something out of love. They may not understand it as being a loving thing, but you love them. And that's how we deal with one another, for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. But it's all with the goal, if a man professes to be a brother, it's with the goal to restore him, to cause him to see wherein they have looked away from Christ and have, like a sheep, wandered. And if they're the Lord's sheep, they'll be brought back. It's the goodness of God that brings us to repentance. It's not the harshness. It's not the discipline, it's not the excommunicating, but
but the goodness of God that leads to repentance.